Had my first one, my daughter, when I was 16. Super young. I wouldn't recommend it. And I had my son when I was 18.
Now, how was it growing up as a father when you were a child?
You don't have to be ashamed for what that you've been through. Just be better.
Hold on. What was the first one?
I said Glorilla.
I don't like her.
So what about her you're not feeling?
I prefer a much more feminine kind of woman. Masculinity in women is already being pushed like a mother.
That tweet she recently put out said every woman should have at least 4.
We got daughters out here, man.
I got one, and I don't want my daughter.
What I'm saying,
that's
why I cannot. It's a lot of people that just go through life and don't own up to nothing that they deal with or go through, and they blame the world for everything.
The Honest Boy Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater and reach the highest point. Now, speaking about putting in that work, we got a very special guest in the building who's doing just that. This man put his life to lyrics. He's an entrepreneur. He's making major moves out here in the city and beyond, man. Y'all better tap in. We got none other than Wills in the building, man. What's happening with your brother?
Man, I'm blessed. Dope-ass intro, bro.
Hey, man.
Yeah. One of the best I done had since I stepped on that podcast, though. So thank you.
Yo, salute, man. Salute. Dope intro for a dope artist. Not alone artist, but businessman, man in general, and just someone out here that's doing their thing, man. We appreciate that and welcome guests such as yourself.
Man, I'm great to be here, man.
And, you know, something on our show, we like to focus in on the journey of our guests as well. Because a lot of times people see the end result and have no idea about the work you put in. No idea about the sacrifices, and even think, hey, something happened overnight when we know that's not the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I did want to, start off with, can you let the audience know where you're from? And not alone where you're from, what was a key defining moment that you can think of growing up in your city that was eye-opening for you?
Well, I'm actually born in High Point, bro. Born and raised, North Carolina. I think when I was in high school, I got suspended on some dumb shit. And I was so upset about it. But like when I got home, I played a certain song. I forgot what it was. It was something like the Isley Brothers or some shit like that.
Oh.
And I completely forgot about everything that I was dealing with. And that was on some kid shit because I just got suspended. But like it kind of made me realize the effect that music has on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can be going through something and like it can change, I guess, how I'm thinking about it, and that's when I really knew I'm in love with this shit.
Yeah,
I just got to figure out where do I belong in it, you know.
So you know, I know you come up in High Point. Can you tell me? You said you were suspended. What type of kid were you in school?
I was the cool dude, man. I kind of stayed to myself.
Yeah,
but like I guess me doing that, other people gravitated to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I was one of those. I guess you would consider me the black sheep of the family. So, you know, I was smart. I didn't really have to study.
Right.
And I would just say, all right, if I got good grades, here you go, Mom. You see this? All right, I'm cool. I'm finna go do what I do.
Right.
And you know, I was doing dumb shit and smoking weed, man. Little typical shit. You know, caught doing that, man. But I kept my grades up. My mom's was cool with that. So it was like, and they couldn't stand that shit low key because they're like, I can get on them, but. Yeah, he finna come in the house with A's and B's. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we can only save us so much, but...
Right.
And I fucking enjoyed that little loophole in my life.
Yeah.
Until I just started doing more dumb shit.
Yeah, man, that tends to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now, are you a parent yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, now I am. I had my first one, my daughter, when I was 16. Super young. I wouldn't recommend it.
Right.
But, and I had my son when I was 18.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been in this parent shit for a little minute now. So.
Yo, that's a hot minute.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
How was it growing up as a father when you were a child? Like, did the baby come to y'all crib, like, and stay with you some? And, like, how did that work?
So, it was really a reality check, you know, because I'm a teenager, so I'm just out here doing what I'm doing,
right.
You know, as a teenager would do. And when you're faced with that reality, you really got to, like, evaluate yourself, you know, and I just had to grow up way faster than what I planned to grow up.
Right.
But I knew, like, see, my dad and my mom was together my whole life, and I've seen that structure, that family structure.
Right.
So it was never really in my mind to say, all right, I'm not finna be what I need to be for my kids. So I just had to grow up, man. I had to grow up super fast. I had to accept a lot of realities. Mm-hmm. I had to adapt accountability for myself and realize, sir, you out here fucking up.
Right.
And you got a lot of tightening up to do. Yeah. And that's what I had to do, man. I started working early. I think I had my first job when I was like 17.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it just, you gotta accept the fact that you're not a kid no more, even though you're a kid.
Right.
And
right.
You gotta start moving as such.
Yeah. So is that what accountability looks like as a kid? You having to take on additional responsibilities a little earlier than what normally would happen?
100%. And stop blaming people. You know, like I had to accept, like, yo, you can't get mad at the world because you're in this situation.
Right.
But like when you're a kid, you don't have necessarily a reason to adapt what that comes with, you know?
Right.
And it's a lot to come with, you know, understanding that you be fucking up and you gotta accept that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was now that I'm older, in hindsight, it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. You know, because once you start that process, and it's people that it's in this world, bro, that start that process later in their life, if not at all. You know, it's a lot of people that just go through life and don't own up to nothing that they deal with or go through, and they blame the world for everything.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just blessed, I guess, in a sense. At the time, it seemed like a curse because I'm got to accept everything that come with it. But once you get out of it, and you have the mentality that you have, that you adapted through that shit, it's like you see, like, okay, I'm ahead of the curve, you know? And I was grateful for that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you turn those, you know, life events into the lessons, man. It's that's so, so important. And then you also, a lot of time people call accountability, it's very simple definition. You know, like you say, it's not blaming other people for.
That's literally it.
Like a hole you dug in. Sometimes you got to lay in there and then figure your way out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And even if, and I want to say this too, even if it was literally someone else that put you in that position, if you are in a situation like that, learn from it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there was something that you could have did before that happened to prevent something. And that's how you have to view things. If you view life not blaming anyone but yourself for everything you go through, you're going to learn everything you need to learn to be who you need to be.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And it's really that simple. It might not be simple when you're going through it, but the thought process into going through it is simple.
Yeah.
It's always your fault.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, that's a bar. That's a fact, too. Yeah. I mean, like you said, it don't matter who put you there, still, that's your situation now.
100%.
So you have to take accountability of that situation.
And dissect the situation, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to put a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery.
Right.
That's how I see it.
Right.
When you're going through things, It's easier, like I said, it's easier to point the finger and blame somebody, especially if they actually did it or put you in that situation. But if you backtrack, there was something that person did to you or they showed you that you either overlooked or you chose not to react to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when you do that, you can tell yourself, okay, now next time I'm in this situation and I deal with somebody, I know what to look for. I know what to see.
Absolutely.
But if you don't even go through that process, you won't even know to think like that.
Yeah.
And then you put yourself right back into the shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had an exact situation like that myself, man. Mm. I faced that when I was in college. You know, my roommate that I was rocking with in college, we moved out. He was like, yo, let's get an apartment. So I got an apartment. I'm fresh. I don't got no credit, nothing like that. So I asked my sister if she could co-sign for me.
Mm.
And, you know, my sister trusts me. And so she did it for me. But later on, that dude, nothing against people who smoke weed, but he was like a weed head.
Yeah.
It's like on a different type of level. Like he only focuses on that. So he let the bills go. He left the crib. I couldn't find him for a minute. So I had all the bills on me.
On you.
You know what I'm saying?
Your sister.
Right, and my sister, and my sister is someone I have a mad respect for. She's the oldest of all of us.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yo, so what? He put me in this position. I got to figure my way out of this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had to sacrifice school
because
I had to get multiple jobs because I, you know what I'm saying, all this other stuff to be able to keep up with the bills and all that, but it was a life lesson for me that I never failed for again. I didn't overlook those same signs that you just spoke about in other people, and I never made that mistake again.
Yeah.
So it made me stronger overall, just like the whole kids things with you.
Yeah.
And was your baby mom young as well?
Yeah, she was 18 at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know? And you know, it we had our issues.
Yeah.
And we're not together right now either, we kinda, you know, established a co-parenting process. But yeah, she was young at the time too, man.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Totally understand. Yeah. So that's dope, man. Salute to the whole family. You had a good foundation to keep building off of. But you taking accountability would help with the whole lot in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Accountability is all, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So did you have siblings too?
Yeah, I am the baby, actually. I'm the youngest out of all of them. I got two older sisters, Christy and Shanice.
Yeah, that's
dope.
Shout
out to y'all, man. I love y'all.
Yeah, salute. Yeah. I'm the youngest as well, man. I got three brothers, one sister.
Was you the black sheep?
I don't know. I mean, what's weird is, though, I'm the only light-skinned one.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that came out with freckles and had red hair. So you know I had it bad in the house.
Yeah. They got you.
So, you know, like, I'm the only one that took after my father. Everyone else took after my mom. Mm. And it was just, like, crazy how that happened. So they claimed I was spoiled, but I never noticed. I never felt that way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my parents had some remorse for me because how much y'all was on my ass. You know what I'm saying? Being the youngest. And, now, I did also want to ask you, when did you realize that you had a talent for music? And when was the point where you felt like, okay, I'm going to pursue this?
That's a good question, bro. I think I knew I was onto something when, it was me and a few of the homies, and we was trying to start this thing together. I forgot what it was called, to be honest with you, but I knew I was kind of onto something when. Cause I never really recorded before ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to write, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'd never been in a position where like I go to a place, somebody got a mic, somebody got a computer, and I could record and get the shit over. So when I went in there and did that, and like I got the reception that I got from the homies that I was working with, like, yo, bro, that shit was hard. And by the way, that shit was ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, in the beginning, you literally mimic and copy whoever that persuades you or like you get inspiration from. And Wiz Khalifa was a huge inspiration to me. Yeah, so I'm doing the laugh and like old Wiz do that laugh and shit. I'm doing all of that dumb shit. But, you know, just I guess the delivery and how I came on it, you know, I got a good reception. So I'm like, okay, I'm on to something. I'm not just, I don't just think I'm dope. So I really just started to just sharpen my tool and just keep going and keep going. And man, over time, it's like, you know, don't feel bad for any artist that's starting. Don't feel bad if you sound exactly like who you found inspiration for. Mm-hmm. That's the part of the process.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to do that. But then if you are trying to, I guess, get better at what you're doing, you might get lucky enough to start to incorporate a little bit of yourself into that shit too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then once you kind of got that, then you can really work it. So, you know, I've been just rapping and I've been doing this shit for like 10 plus years, bro. Now it got to be at least 12, you know. And it ain't really started making sense, meaning like the recognition and like everything that come with that. I didn't really start to get that till like 3 years ago, you know. So it was just in between that, it was just years and years of just perfecting the craft, you know.
Yeah.
And them 10,000 man hours,
you gotta get them 10,000 hours in.
Hell yeah.
Yo, and I don't know if the inspiration ever leaves. It's like, of course, it's going to be more obvious when you start off.
Yeah.
But if someone inspired you, they inspired you.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, like, you're going to tell them some of my questions later.
Mm-hmm.
I felt Wiz inspiration in some of your music.
Yeah. Honey,
and,
I know. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
so I'm like, I don't know if that actually leaves, but you just make it your own.
Yeah. It's. When I say it inspires, it don't really inspire you to just, like, do it. It inspires the passion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to have passion for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you have that, where to the point where you can, if you can tell yourself, bro, I don't got to make a dollar from this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got to make a dollar, but I'm going to still go to the studio and do what I do. Once you kind of have that in you, that's passion. So, like, when I first heard Wiz, keep in mind, before I even heard who he was, I was listening to shit like Gucci Mane, OJ the Juice, Young Jeezy. You know, like, that was the shit around then.
Yeah.
And shout out to my brother Oracle. That's my, he actually is the co-owner to my company, Just Us Productions. But I remember going to his house and in his mom's computer room, and this motherfucker played this shit called Goddamn Love It by this man. And that shit changed my whole fucking life, bro. Because I'm like, yo, I can just smoke weed and kick it with other niggas' bitches and be cool.
Right.
I don't got to go be talking about that crazy shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, it changed my whole trajectory, bro. And that's and any rap that I ever wrote in my life, I've never, you know what I'm saying? I stuck to that. Like, okay, it's cool to just be you, you know?
Yeah. It reinforced, like, yo, it's okay for me to be in my pocket, what I rock with.
Yeah.
I don't got to try to mix in with everybody else.
And that shit saved my life, bro. Like, because if I kept that mentality, Lord knows, you know what I'm saying? I would have went.
Yeah, for sure.
This shit, you know?
So are you a punch-in artist or do you write your lyrics?
I'll write everything, bro. No offense to anybody who punch in. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, low-key, kind of envy y'all niggas, especially if you coming with some dope shit. Like,
I
commend it. But nah, man, I'm a Slum Village, J Dilla, you know what I'm saying, MF Doom kind of person, bro. Like, you know, that's when I fell in love with hip hop, you know? Like when I started listening to shit like that, Common and shit, that's what made me fall in love with hip hop, man. So like the pen, that was always essential. And and that's what I, you know, continue to do.
Yeah. And it seemed like sometimes that people that go in there and do they punch, they kind of talk like they look down at people who write. I'm like, yo, some people are meticulous about what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, and also like, yo, when I get to the studio, this is paid time. I don't got time for all day. Yeah. Like,
and most importantly, if you're looking down on somebody who write, and niggas be like, yo, yeah, bro, I made this shit in like 5 minutes. I can tell.
Right.
I can tell you wrote it in 5 minutes. It's ass, my nigga.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So like,
all over the place.
Yeah. So
like, you don't have a,
it's not, if you can't do that and come up with something dope, stop bragging about this shit. You might need to write something, bro.
You know? Might just need to write.
So like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't pay attention to that, bro.
Cause
you might can punch in, but if you got me featured on your track, I'm finna come and demolish your shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I wrote it, so I'm finna be done in like 2 minutes, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've already perfected it. So, you know, you want to brag about that if you want. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then, man, you got a deep catalog. What you got, about 7-8 albums so far?
Man, yeah, bro. Close to that. No, not close to that. Either that or about 10, man.
Yeah.
Been doing this shit for a little minute, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you first start, you don't really know what comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you kind of take the route that I went. Because I knew, like I told you, bro, you know, off camera, I told you, like, I've kind of already accepted my fate, like, even when it comes to the pinnacle of where my brand is going to go, you know, it's not going to be in those high ranking areas, which is fine for me, you know, because I can still make a living doing what I'm doing and doing what I love. And most importantly, stay myself.
For sure.
I don't have to make music that is trendy or what I feel is going to go number one.
Right.
I can make music for myself and my people that fuck with me and fuck with the message that I have and still eat and take care of my family, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So what is that message?
Just be yourself, bro. And shout out to Casey Veggies too. I don't know if people know who that is. California rapper, bro. I grew up listening to him. I put myself in a category of like life rhymes. So it's not even really, you have to live the life that I live. Just accept your life for what it is and do what it takes to be better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that I've been through in my life, bro, especially the bad, I put out in my music to show you, like, you don't have to be ashamed for what the shit that you've been through. Just be better and learn,
right.
You know? And I try to push that, and I try to push ambition, you know, because everybody else, the bulk of what's out here now is pushing destruction. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand how we as a, and I don't want to get too deep into shit, but I don't understand I don't understand how we as a people want better for ourselves, but the same thing that is destroying us, we push.
Right.
And then anybody else that tries to change the trajectory of that situation or just change the image of it, we don't want to support. You know what I'm saying? And that blows me. So I just know that what I have is and this music shit and what I can do and present to the world is healing, bro. And at some point, we have to know that that's what we need. And I think we don't really want to accept that because we don't want the work that come with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, it's easy to just go out, crash out.
Yep.
You know, that's easy as fuck. But when you look at yourself and say, all right, it's so much shit that I fucked up. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Do you know what it's going to take to fix this? You know what I'm saying? And that journey, looking down that road and realizing what that takes, it don't seem appetizing when you can go here and just be distracted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people do. We live for distractions.
Yep.
And
that's so true.
And we glorify them, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like when you a kid and you just in your room throwing a lot of shit around. You're not cleaning up after yourself. Then your parents come up there and you just see all this mess. You're like, yo, go in there, clean it up. You look back, you didn't realize how much of a
fucking
freaking
mess.
Garbage pile that you created.
Yeah.
Until you had to look at it. And now you are so, you look at that mess, you're like, dang, I don't know where to start. I don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So you're going to go, just like you said, get your mind on something else. And you don't want to work on cleaning up that mess. You just want to go somewhere else and probably make another mess.
And I'm glad you said that last part, because all that does is pull you deeper into the rabbit hole.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you live for temporary distractions, bro, once those distractions are gone and you can't do anything, or you don't have access to those distractions, bro, you're going to feel miserable about yourself. That's why a lot of people can't even be alone with themselves.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many people in this world right now who just literally just cannot be alone with themselves?
Yeah.
And it's too much torture mentally for them.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing, bro.
It's not. You got to learn how to love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. If you don't love yourself, you ain't going to love nobody else.
Right.
And any kind of thought of or your idea of love is not love. It's conveniency.
Yep.
Anybody, if you don't love yourself and who you are, you cannot love someone else.
100%. And how can you expect someone else to love you if you don't love yourself?
My point exactly. So all you do is you're in love with the conveniency of that person.
Right.
Because that person is with you. That person is keeping you distracted from what the really work that you need to do.
Yeah. Cleaning up that mess.
I highly encourage anybody, bro, like, sit alone with yourself, bro. Like, and it might get bad. You might have nights where you cry. You might have nights where you just mad at the world. But what you're going through isn't bad. And I think that's what people run from, because they feel like that. It's not bad. Everything that you're going through in those moments is healing, bro.
Yeah.
You are becoming who you need to become. And growth hurts.
Yeah.
The shit ain't fun. Like, ain't nothing fun about growth, bro. It's not. You know, the outcome of it.
Yep.
But you got to go through that to get the outcome.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Hey, man, like, I don't know much that comes easy that when you look back and you're like, you're appreciative for it.
Yeah.
A lot of the greatest things come in life come from putting in the work. You work hard
it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might become lucky, but you know the percentage of people who just end up lucky? It's just, it don't happen often.
Neither in a haystack, sir.
Yeah, for real, you know for real.
Luck is...
Don't depend on luck.
Not
whatever you're doing. Like, and a lot of times these people that you're looking at on the internet, on TV, a lot of this stuff, like, you was talking about how they push certain things.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting behind them for a certain reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's not for good.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone was supporting Lil Durk before he did something to get himself in prison. Now they calling him stupid. You know what I'm saying?
But I guarantee you, if Lil Durk would have tried to change his life around, they would have called him a bitch.
Yeah, they called him a sucker. You ain't ride for nobody.
You know what I'm saying? But now when he do what people, you know, do what everybody glorify and get got from it, which that is the outcome of what these people are glorifying and pushing.
Yep.
There is no other outcome but what you are seeing. Not even just with Lil Durk, but the other niggas that's getting, you know, all these other young niggas
plenty
that's getting
of
killed, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo,
Young Thug just got out.
Yeah, yeah.
All you know technicalities and stuff.
And I think he on probation for like 1,000 years, my
a
nigga.
Long
you know
time.
What I'm saying? So
it ain't
like,
worth it.
It's like, yo, there's no other outcome. And how long are we going to keep seeing the cycle, bro? And not realize like, yo, something got to change. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to wake
up. You can't keep glorifying this shit.
Yeah, it's conditioning, man, and programming. They call it a TV program. It's literally because they're programming you. They keep putting this stuff in front of you so you can feel like that's what you need to do. They keep putting these certain things on the radio so you can feel like, okay, that's what you need to listen to.
Yeah.
You need to focus. A lot of times, if someone always pushing me towards something, especially like society, government, I feel like I probably shouldn't look at that. I probably should pay attention to
there's
else.
Always ulterior motives behind
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, and we were talking about this shit earlier, like all of these high ranking mainstream rappers that y'all see and y'all praise and think is the best people in the world, they have life insurance policies out on them.
Yeah, facts.
Their labels have huge life insurance policies on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, I seen an interview with Meek. He said some shit like they give them more money than they talk about. More violence and guns and shit like that.
Yeah.
So
it's increasing the likelihood of them getting killed so they can cash out on the insurance policy.
And if they don't die, they go to prison. Most of these major labels that you see, these people who own these labels, they own the prisons too.
Yeah, man.
So it's like they keeping everything in the circle.
Yeah, and keeping the money flowing.
And all we do is just eat it up. You know?
Fall for the bull. Yeah. Like, we got to wake up. We got to wake up after a while. Like, but, you know, people like yourself talking about it, taking the time to really help other people, you know, think outside that box, mm-hmm. that's very important. And that's why your music is important. Just like that wake up call you got from Wiz, where he personified, hey, being yourself is cool. Like, mm-hmm. you're not trying to be like everybody else, not trying to follow these trends that they push. That's why y'all need to tune into what he got going on, man. I support it and I rock with it cold-heartedly. I mean, I was telling you earlier about some of the lyrics that you spit.
Appreciate
so,
that, man.
So, yeah, man, I salute people that are original and being themselves.
Yeah.
And also, while I was going through some of your stuff, man, like, I noticed, I'm like, yo, why he got these? It seemed like you got a prop of a wine glass behind something, like, consistently. Is it something behind that? Like, what's going on with that?
Yo, shout out to you, bro, because you pay the fuck attention, man. nah, man, it's I just be myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm a wine drinker. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I've been through a lot of shit, a bunch of shit. I've been broke 80% of my life, sir. You know, so you know, now that I'm seeing the fruits of my labor, you know, I love a certain kind of lifestyle for myself, you know, and that's what I promote, that's what I push, you know. It's crazy because I just got a my guy just hit me on my DM and was like, bro, like, why do you always have a fucking wine glass in your hand and everything you do? I'm like, man, I don't know.
Grown man.
You know, we doing better things now. We living better, so yeah, you know, we try to push that.
Yeah, for sure. It's like it's different holding a 40. In a wine glass, is you got a different type of mentality that comes with it. So,
and
you know,
if you would have seen me when I first started, when I moved out of my mom's house when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you would have seen me around that time, I had a 40 in my hand. You know, I was drinking 40s every day. I don't miss none of that, nothing about that shit. So, you know, I do that to remind myself, you know.
For sure.
At some point, bro, you used to wake up, go in the fridge, grab a 40. Now you got some nice wine you can drink, you know.
Progress.
Yeah, it's good to see it.
Yeah, indeed. salute. Yeah, man, I had to think about that. And also, I mean, you brought up Oracle. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, you know, what is the significance to, you know, what you do?
That's my brother, bro. Like, we started this music journey together, like, before before anybody knew or even thought we was going to be something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we started rapping off of a webcam on a laptop.
Mm.
And, you know, He's like my main producer, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But I give him so much credit because he was always the one that can see beyond, I guess, what I'm seeing. You know, there might be times where I go this direction, but he pushed me to, you know what I'm saying? Right. Okay, look, that's dope, bro, but like, let's see if we can do this. Or like, mm-hmm. he'll throw me an abstract beat, like, see what you can fuck with this. What can you do with that? You know what I'm saying? And what that did was just sharpen my pen even better. So it's like it's like one hand washed the other with my brother. So that's why it only made sense, like when we realize where we want to be with this, and we realize that we want to be independent.
Right.
So we got to legitimize this shit that we're doing.
For
it
sure.
It only made sense for me to start the business with my brother. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? Shout out to Oracle, bro. He couldn't be here, man. Good nigga, though.
For sure, man. Big salute to him, man. Yeah. And I ask about, you know, him because a lot of times, you know, the artist, you know, he's in front of the camera,
mm-hmm.
but people don't understand what's behind that camera, behind those beats, those people that help, you know, push you, help you evolve. It's important to have a positive system around you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people, they try to stick in our minds like, yo, I came up, I did this by myself. I don't know no billionaires that became billionaires by themselves.
Not at all, bro. Not at all.
You have a long way to go if you think you're going to make it to where you want to be all by yourself.
Yeah.
It's important to have a good team and some people that's solid, consistent with you. You know what I'm saying? Like-minded. And you're not afraid to take criticism from them. Them trying to push you. All of that is important.
If you don't, bro, you're not going to grow. You're going to stay where you're at, stagnant. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And my brother has a huge, huge part to do with the fact that, and I just feel this way, you know, take offense to it, my apologies, but in this area, nobody sounds like us.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, certain people do what they do, and I'm huge fans of certain people that's around here, man, that's making their music and stuff. But nobody sounds like us. Nobody has the kind of beats that we have. Nobody takes the direction that we take, not even just with the music, but the visuals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and my brother has a huge part to play in that. So, like,
that's
why I feel like what I'm doing and what we doing stand out amongst a lot of people who, you know, trying to do what they do around here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I can concur, man. I heard a lot of people. I support a lot of artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got definitely a unique sound.
Yeah.
And you guys are not afraid to let the beat breathe.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed in your music. Like, sometimes you just got to let that beat breathe. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't approach any beat the same. Like, it might be a song, bro, I'll probably just rap the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it might be a song where I put a verse on it, a bridge, and just leave it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's always fun.
Yeah.
We're keeping it fun. I've been making music for 12 years, bro, and I still get excited when I make music.
Yeah, that's
dope. You know what I'm saying? Because we just getting better.
Right.
You know, we're not standing in one spot.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I love it, man. So, you know, talking about all that, how did Just Us become a movement?
My brother going to be mad at me when I say this shit. But when we was in that part of the process of trying to figure out how to legitimize it and me doing my research about like LLCs and shit, it was like, okay, so we can make music until we blew in the face, but we got to figure out a way to brand ourselves.
Sure.
You know, you, in any artist, bro, like you're more than just a dude that rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to create a way to make yourself a brand, because once you're a brand, then you can expand in any kind of way. So when we was in that process, I'm like, okay, man, damn, fuck. We got to come up with something to call it ourselves. Like, but I don't want to be known on no cheesy ass shit like we're a group or something. So so we got to come up with something. And I threw the idea at him. And it was another guy that was with us too, man, at the time. And I was like, yo, don't nobody believe in nothing that we're doing but us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just gonna call ourselves Just Us, because it was just us that thought this shit was possible, and now it's happening. So
right. That's
what we gonna call ourselves. And they shut that shit down immediately.
Get that shit out of here, man. What you talking about?
Them niggas was like, I don't know, bro. I don't know about that shit, bro. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. So I was like, all right, that's what I'm gonna do. I got with a designer.
Mm.
I came up with the logo.
Ah.
I got it paid for and got it presented.
Right.
And then I just threw it at them niggas like, look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It was like, you know what, now that you got it out, bro, that shit kind of makes sense. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we went with it. And
yeah.
And it holds something dear to me too, because like I said, bro, I've been doing this for like 10, 12 years. So, you know, throughout that whole 10, 12 year process, bro, it's been times where I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was times like, bro, this shit ain't gonna never happen.
Right.
Or it ain't gonna never become anything. And then it actually became something, and that was just because of the resilience. That was because of the consistency, the wanting to actually be something. So Just Us means a lot to me, just those words, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's only right that I use that to represent what we got going on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's dope, man. And again, like that in itself, like that's something that a lot of people can learn from, because, you know, you brung an idea to some people that you trusted. They didn't understand it initially because, again, people can't visualize your vision, but you still stuck to it.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes you can bring your vision to someone prematurely and they won't get it. Mm-hmm. So you got to go put some of that stuff together and then present it in a different way.
100%.
And that's what in life and so many different things. Don't be discouraged by, okay, yo, I got this idea. What you think about this? And someone say, yeah, that sound kind of whack. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You might need to build on it. What that just may mean is you need to put a little bit more work into it. Don't give up on it completely.
Make it believable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, bro, everybody ain't going to believe in what you see.
Right.
So the only way to make people believe is to show them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you don't believe it, then I'm going to show you what's up. And I love my brothers, man. That's my name.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I didn't take it personal.
Yeah.
You know, because we was all trying to come up with something. And then it was just like, okay, I just need to show them what it looked like or, like, the vision that I have.
Because, they can't see in your mind.
Even when I brought it up to them, what my actual logo is now, that's how I seen it.
Right.
But I'm trying to explain this shit, and they just like,
it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, I can't see it, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so let me show you what it looked like.
Right.
And it worked out. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's different verbalizing or trying to articulate something than presenting a finished product.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
Yeah, so that's dope. I just want a lot of people to pick up on that. So don't give up on something because someone don't get it yet. Just need to do a little bit more work to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to life so they can get it.
Turn them to a believer.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't believe none of this shit I'm doing is going to be what's going to happen. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Manifestation is a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So to get a little bit more idea about, you know, your style of music, there's a segment in my show called Who You Rocking With.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to help us get a little bit of taste on some of the people you like. Now, when I say who you're rocking with, that don't mean you don't like the other. You're just going to choose this person over that person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
In the moment.
I'm glad it's like an A or B, because if I would have been naming people I listen to, nobody would know who the fuck I'm talking about. So that's dope. Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. So my first one, who you rocking with, is Currency or Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, I hate you, bro.
Because that's what I was getting when I was listening to your music. No. That was my first one. I'm like, yo, he got to have some inspiration from this.
Okay, so for the purpose of me finding myself.
Them boys tough.
I'm going to go with Currency, but this is why. This is why.
Ooh.
This is why. Wiz, I heard Wiz first.
Okay.
So I didn't know who Currency was until I heard How Fly.
Okay.
When I heard How Fly, I'm like, okay, who the fuck is this nigga? And then once I did that and started doing my research on Currency, I literally just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, Wiz kind of got poppy.
Yeah.
You know, mainstream. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But, like, Spitta kind of went the direction that I always seen myself going. Like, you know, I don't need to be a planet.
Right.
Now, I don't need the whole everybody to, you know what I'm saying? I just need a selective amount of motherfuckers to rock with me that I can make a living with. And I seen Spitta go in that direction. And that's when I started becoming more of a fan of Spitta. So,
got it.
Yeah, I'm a rock with Andretti, man.
Yeah,
Spitta
for
Andretti
sure.
For sure.
Currency. Salute to both of them, man.
Hell yeah.
I rock heavy with Currency. I like both of them, man, to keep it real.
Yeah, yeah.
So next one. Who you rocking with? Lil Baby or Gunna? In current state, in the last couple years.
Okay. So I don't really listen to a lot of mainstream shit.
Okay.
So just for the sake of what I know each of them made, I'm going to go with Lil Baby.
All right.
Hold on. I'm finna sound like a whole dick on this, but I'm sorry. Pause. Lil Baby is the one with the dreads, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. yeah, I'm going to go with Lil Baby. Yeah.
All right, for sure. All right, who you rocking with? Eminem or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick, I'm not an Eminem fan.
Ah.
No disrespect to Eminem fans out there.
Okay, okay.
I'm a Slim Shady fan. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, I know all eras of him.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Dr. Dre M.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was a monster, bro.
So, have you heard some of his recent stuff, though?
I'm being biased because I haven't.
Some of his recent stuff.
So I probably got to tap in. I probably got to see. I'm not. I'm not I'm not biased towards shit, bro. Like, if I got to check him out, I got to check him out.
Yeah, you are checked for this song where he wrote to his daughter. He wrote like a message to her when he die.
Is that on his new album or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, play this when I die. Oh, like, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
That
sound like some shady shit. So,
yeah.
Shady shit, so I got to check it out.
For sure. I'm going to ask about some of these ladies out here, some rappers.
Oh, man. Fuck. All right, let's do it.
Who you rocking with, Glorilla or JT?
Who the fuck is
JT? JT from...
City Girls?
Yeah, the City Girls.
Oh, man.
I should have said Meg Thee Stallion. That's one, maybe.
Yeah, you asking the wrong cat. All right, hold on. What was the first one?
I said Glorilla.
I don't like her.
Because that's what everyone really pushing right now. Everyone rocking, going behind Glorilla right now. So what about her you're not feeling?
I just don't like her cadence. I don't think that the deep voice shit, it kind of throws me.
Got it.
I prefer a much more feminine kind of woman that I deal with. So like, it just kind of throws me off a little bit. But
can you be feminine as a rapper? Is there a feminine rapper?
Yeah. I mean, look at Lauryn Hill.
I mean, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it probably not in this generation, but it's possible. Like,
I would love for that to come back because I rock with.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren
had bars. She can sing.
Major bars.
She can sing, but she got bars, bro. You know, and she was talking that shit.
Definitely.
But she wasn't as masculine, you know, that's what's going on right now. So it's already, masculinity in women is already being pushed like a motherfucker.
That's another thing.
You know what I'm saying? So with that, and she got the deep voice and the way she just throws me off, you know?
Yeah.
I can't listen to her but too long. Shout out to Gorilla, though.
Yeah, and she also pushed. Yeah, for sure. Salute to her.
Yeah.
And she pushed a lot of masculinity, of young masculinity stuff as well. That tweet she recently put out said every woman should have at least 4 niggas. Something like that. It was like,
we got daughters out here, man.
I got one, and I don't want my daughter.
What I'm saying, nothing
she talking about.
That's why I can't listen to that shit, bro. And it ain't no disrespect to who choose to listen to it, but you don't want to impede this into your kids, man.
Right,
especially daughters, bro. That's why. Like, my daughter's 13, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I got a whole teenager.
Got a teenage daughter.
Whole teenage out of this motherfucker, man, and like, I value, shout out to Zilla. I value our relationship because when she was younger, even my son too, but I always instilled knowing who you are and embracing who you are and not letting outside influence dictate the person you become. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool to like what you like, even if nobody else likes this shit. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody else tell you that this shit ain't cool because you're the only one that like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've always instilled that self-awareness kind of seed in my kids. So my daughter, and she's 13, bro, and she's in her own little world, bro. She likes her own kind of music. She, you know what I'm saying? She dressed the way that she like her own kind of way of dressing. And I love that for her because she's not trying to be what is getting pushed and shoved down, you know, these young women's throats and shit like that. So it's
absolutely,
I'm grateful for that shit, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So when was a moment that you can kind of think of damn, she listening to me?
Oh, man.
Like something that happened, dang, she actually listening.
So I do this thing with my kids where I try to take them out to eat. And just sit down with them.
Because,
you know, nowadays it's tablets and all kinds of shit.
Right.
You know, it's distractions and shit. So, I just try to take them out to eat and just pick their brain, bro.
Yeah.
You know, just have conversations with them and shit. And I remember my daughter was trying to explain this situation she had at school.
Mm.
And she was explaining how, I think, one of her friends was, trying to impress, somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that she liked or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of explaining to me, well, I don't know why she did that. Because, if he ain't going to do it, if he don't like the way she is, then she shouldn't be liking him in the first place, stuff like that. She's just explaining this shit, and I'm like, man.
That's my baby.
You know what I'm saying? yes. Good job, sir. You doing right. You know what I'm saying? Because I was young, bro. I was 16 when I had my kids. So it was always, a priority for me to not fail them.
Right.
Whatever kind of way, you know what I'm saying? I made a lot of sacrifices for that. So you know, the fact that I'm seeing these lessons that I planted in them as a, you know, as mm-hmm. the youngest, and it's a great thing. And their accountability level, bro, is fucking outstanding. Bro.
Amazing.
It's kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of, I can't even really discipline y'all really like that, because it's like my son would do some shit and then I call him out on it and he'd be like, you know what, Pops, you're right, bro. I shouldn't even did that. You know what I'm saying? The only reason why I did it because it is. So you know what? I'm finna go do this and I'm finna sit this down and I have my tablet in your room and you're done.
Like discipline himself.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah.
They times two.
Yeah. So I'm like,
that was the same thing you were telling us about earlier.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm like, yo, he 10.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Everything that I was finna sell you, you just told me. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you better. That's all I got left after that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
man, it's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also now you had the kids early, but it's kind of like your dad's superpower now because they can feel more comfortable talking to you. You get what they're talking about because you're more of a younger father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like y'all generation is not the same, but like, yo, you over there. You in arm's reach. I 100%. Know what you're talking about.
100%. I take pride in trying to break certain generational curses in
for
my
sure.
that is, you know, that we see, you know, because I love my parents, you know what I'm saying? They were old school though.
Mm-hmm.
So there was certain things that weren't put into place growing up as a kid. They did great though. This is why I had the mentality I had raising my kids.
Right.
But I knew there were certain things that needed to change with me when it comes to how I raise my kids.
Right.
And I try to I try to make sure that they know they can come to me, and
absolutely.
Not only that, show them understanding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't always have this, I'm the dad, so this happens. You know, you gotta explain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, this is why this happened. And you understand this, right? Okay, so since you understand this, there's consequences for what just happened.
Right.
So this is how it's going to go. And yeah, man, it's just great to see that all of that time and even when I didn't know I was doing good with them, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it, and that relationship we have is great, so I'm grateful for it, bro.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I mean, my daughter's 3, and I can't wait to be able to get to that moment when she's 13. I pray for that, for me to have that aha moment, like, oh, yeah, girl, you listened.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to happen out of nowhere. You ain't even going to be looking for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like one of them light bulbs that pop in your head, like, bam.
Right,
she was fucking listening. Yeah. Thank you.
My son, he 13.
Yeah.
And my daughter's 3. And he have said some things that like, okay, little fella, you were listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. Now, also, getting back to the music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to your music, man, I'm listening to some of the things that you're saying. I feel sometimes like, okay, this is a man who have experienced some disappointment in relationships too.
Mm.
And where you focusing on, it made you pivot towards career.
This man is listening.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to ask you, what are some, maybe one or two red flags that maybe you have experienced in relationships that you looked over, but now you feel like, yo, I'm not looking over that no more.
And it's really, and maybe it's just because of like the accountability that I put on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I blame myself for everything.
Right.
So it was accepting what I see the first time.
Mm. That's important.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you can be with someone and you care about them so much, it can distort your vision.
Yeah.
It can distort your perception that you need to have. And like, you overlook certain things or you tell yourself certain things and it's not the case, but if you keep doing that for too long, you can lose yourself in that. And that's one thing that I learned, you know, just accepting what I see. If I'm with someone and they show me something that I know, like without a shadow of a doubt, that this isn't something that I feel I want around me.
Right.
Then I just make that adjustment right then and there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's for sure one thing.
Yeah, ain't no need to waste no time.
Hell nah, man, red. I said two though. I'm trying to.
That's one or two.
Oh, okay.
You know, if that's your one, I mean, that's an important one.
Yeah.
And then that brings me to I got this new thing. It's called Random Clip. I want you to check out this Random Clip. I want to get your insight on it.
Okay, talk to me.
The list room is a wing.
Wash them.
Duke Dennis is at Wash Wings.
Can I rinse them off?
I feel like the heat burns out any of the germs. Why you keep looking at bro over there?
I'm looking at the camera.
No, you're not. You just looked at him to judge me.
No, I'm looking at the camera like I was finna pan up and you caught me midway.
Okay.
So I was just.
Okay, because I saw your eye line.
But it don't hurt.
I'm about to wash them off for you, but yeah. I just feel like it's overkill.
It's just like simply look. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking you to put soap on them. I'm just saying like.
Wow.
So. Now, let me know your thoughts on this. I mean, you're from High Point, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You're a Southern fella. So she said it was overkill. So, like, is it who you think you agree with the most in that situation?
Man, I'm glad you showed me that, because that brought up another red flag that we can discuss after I say something about this. Bro, that should be common knowledge, bro.
Where you at?
If you know how to cook. Like, that should be common knowledge. So what that shows me is she don't know how to cook. All she know how to do is be pretty.
Yeah.
I can't rock with that. Like, I don't know. So, like, I'm not falling, bro. And he was a gentleman, bro. I don't know who he was. But
he was.
He was a gentleman, bro. He trying to, you know, cool. Oh, no, you got to wash it. I ain't telling you put soap on it. Just wash it off. Like, yeah. He was trying to give her the game.
Right.
But she wasn't even trying to listen to the fact that, hey, baby, you don't know how to cook. So you might need to just listen to what the dude is saying.
Right. Bro. She said it's overkill to wash it because I'm going to kill all the germs when I put it in the frying pan.
She don't cook, bro.
It's like, yo, that's a red flag for me. Yeah. That would have been a red flag for me. I wouldn't have been able to take her serious. Like, you might get a stroke for the joke, but...
I'm going to leave you where you at. I'm going to see who you are, and I'm going to treat you accordingly.
But that seems small, but I'm like, yo, that might trickle down to other stuff.
Not at all, bro. It's not small, because if she don't know how to cook... Then I'm most likely, bro, she barely clean up. Most likely, bro, she lazy.
Right.
She expect everything quick. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot to come with that. It's a domino effect to the red flags, bro. And don't fault me. Don't fault yourself, bro.
I'm like, yo. And I seen some people in the comments like, yeah, you just put it in the pan. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. If my wife did that, I would feel some way. My wife be soaking that chicken, nigga, before she put it in anything.
Shout
she be
out to
peeling
her,
it, doing all type of stuff. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Shout out to
that's
her.
That's how you clean
bro.
That
shout
chicken.
Out to her, bro. 100%, bro.
So you're like, yeah, man. I'm like, it's a mentality.
But that draws me to my next red flag, bro.
Okay.
Ladies, I love you. I love you. But this masculine shit, and you thinking that this shit is cool, and then you're complaining about the kind of man that you get. Because you choose to endorse and push this shit like it's cool, mm-hmm. What are you doing? Like, a real man, baby, he don't want no masculinized woman. He want a feminine woman, a woman that can nurture him the same way that he nurture her, bro. Mm-hmm. And that don't mean that you have to just deal with anything that man gives you, but like, don't push this, it's not cute. It's not cute. From a man who... From a real man point of view and perspective, it's not cute.
Right.
And I can't deal with that shit. Like, that is the major... I don't even know why I ain't bring that up the first time. That's my top one red flag. Like,
why would a man want a woman who resembles personality of a man?
Yes. No.
Why do you think any man would want that?
But they don't... All right, I hate to say this shit. A lot of women preach all the time they want a real man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... What comes with a real man is calling you out on your shit.
Indeed.
And a lot of women don't have accountability. I love y'all, so I'm not attacking, because niggas ain't, men be fucking up too.
All for right? sure.
So like, but a lot of women don't have accountability, especially pretty women.
Yeah.
Because a lot of pretty women, they get validated for their bullshit every day. Because it's a wave of messages in their inbox showing them in their mind that they're doing the right thing.
Right.
But in reality, you're not. Because all you're going to do is just gravitate a certain caliber of man in your life. Men that need you. Men that depends on you financially or whatever. So now that's where that masculine shit, it comes into place. Because they taking care of him. So it's like they don't feel the need to be.
Yeah.
Feminine or submissive to a certain point, because that's not the level of man that they dealing with, and I feel bad for you, but you have to change that
for sure.
You have to change certain ways or certain perspectives in how you think about shit to get that kind of man.
Yeah, for sure. And then you know how to receive that type of man. Like, this man is trying to tell you things about yourself
to
for you to accept
yourself.
Accountability for you can get better.
A lot of women don't want to hear
you know,
shit,
just
bro.
Like when you give him feedback, it's for him to get better. This is not an attack. And sometimes people take regular conversation as an attack when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I'm just trying to point this out to you because someone else haven't, because they just want to have your company and they allow these things to push.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They allow that. Like, yo, I have more respect for you than that. Like, I don't only just want your body. I want to be able to have your mind. I want to be able to enhance everything you got going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I'm not just going to tell you anything you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And once you really sit down and get, any woman out there, if you've been dealing with ain't shit niggas your whole life and you run across a man that is totally different from the kind of man that you're dealing with and how he carry himself and certain things he tell you, just try to listen.
For sure.
Especially if what he's trying to tell you, you see that reflection in his own life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you see that in his life, just listen to him. Because I guarantee you, like, and this bothered me when I realized this. A lot of women, bro, they don't even know how to be feminine.
Yeah.
They've never been feminine in their life because they've never been around a man that they felt safe enough around
to become that,
to be feminine.
Yep.
They never met a man that they've been secure enough around to explore that side of themselves.
Right.
And a lot of women want that. Like, they want that. They want that. What I be seeing on social media? What they call it? The, like, soft girl era or some shit like that?
They said a soft girl era?
Yeah,
like, done or something like that?
Yeah, like not done, but, like, I'm in my soft girl era. Like, some of them, I've seen that a few times. Like, that's what that man can provide. But you have to accept that you're going to have to change certain ways about yourself. And,
right.
And even that man, you're going to change that man too. Because once a man is around an environment with a woman that is his peace,
mm-hmm.
a woman that knows how to elevate him mentally and stuff like that, he's become a better person too. So one hand washes the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think it, in order for a woman to be in her soft girl era, does the man have to pay everything in order
for
her to be there?
No, it's more than just financials.
That's the thing.
The only thing, only reason why people preach that is because that's what's cool. It's
right.
A trend. Take all these niggas' money and every man need to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And cheat. Nah, bro. Like, it's more than just finances when it comes to relationships, bro.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody brings something to the table.
Absolutely.
Money ain't the only thing on the table, bro. You know?
Yeah. And stop being offended when someone asks you what you're bringing to the table.
Nah.
Understand, like, that's a valid question. And also just understand what that means. That means what you're bringing to the relationship.
Yeah.
So when you say, I am the table, that's just like you saying you are the relationship. And who wants to be with someone who think it's all about them in the relationship?
Especially,
so just understand, take out the table, understand that's what it means. What are you bringing to the relationship?
Yeah, yeah. And especially a real man. Like, you're not a real man that carries himself the way he needs to and see his value, he ain't finna deal with that shit.
Facts.
Like, he's not. And if you cute enough, he probably just hit you up when he wanna come holler at you. But he's going to leave you there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
It won't be no more than that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's compromises that you're going to have to understand, baby. You're going to have to understand that you got ways about yourself that probably ain't too great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want the kind of man that you say you want, you have to do some changing.
Absolutely.
And that's just how it goes. I love you, ladies.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, we love them, man. And again, this is just us telling you this to help enhance a situation. Not saying that we know all,
mm-hmm.
not saying that we don't need enhancing ourselves, but we want everyone to be able to enhance and grow together.
But the right way.
Right.
And don't try to do it the way that it's getting pushed out here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Don't fall for that.
No, bro.
We fall for that bullshit too often.
it's sad, bro.
Yeah, for real, for real. So, like, yo, we don't have to talk about a lot of stuff. How do the people can follow what you got going on, tap into your music? What they need to do?
Oh, man, check me out on Instagram. It's High With Dreams. It's High WIT Dreams. I'm on Facebook as well. Williams Kayshawn, check me out. You can check the YouTube page out, Just Us Productions. My music is on all streaming platforms. So you just go there, type in Wills, WILLZ. Should pop up for you. And tap in, man. Holler at me, man. Also, tap into my lingerie website too, man. I got a lingerie company, Her Ways Lingerie and Accessories. Check the website out. All the designs are made for me, man. It's a great venture that I did, and I'm glad I did, man. But ladies, I got you. Even plus size women too, man. Come holler at me.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely tap in. Yeah. I wanted to, we might have to have a whole different segment to talk about your entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I didn't expect our conversation to get so vast.
Yeah, it happens, bro. It happens when the conversation is
it's so dope that, when it comes to, creating, who would know better than what a man likes to see and feel than a man? So someone that's owning or being creative when it comes to a lingerie business is perfect.
Yeah.
So definitely tap in. I looked at his website. Yo, I'm going to include the website link in the description below. Make sure you tap in. Make sure you tap into his music. And let us know what you think on this whole interview. If you got any thoughts on anything, make sure you let us know what you feel, man. Mm. So until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
You heard it, man.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.